Well, good morning, boys and girls. I am so glad to see all of you here this morning. So today is a special day because it is Father's Day, and it's the day when we celebrate our dads and our granddads and the special men in our life who help take care of us and who love us and who give us, hopefully, great advice. So your dads all look a little bit different. Nobody looks exactly the same, and your dads all like different things. So some of your dads love to go fishing, and some like to watch football, and some like to garden, and some like to read, and some love history, and some like to paint. Some really like math, and some like to go out on the boat, and some like to play football. Some are great coaches, and some are great teachers. Whatever it is that your dad does, that your dad likes to do, all of our dads are a little bit different. But there are several things that all of our dads have in common. All of your dads love you. They love you in their own way, and they show you that they care. All of our dads take care of us and help us. All of your dads answer questions. Sometimes you ask them pretty crazy questions, but they try to answer the best that they can. And I bet that all of your dads have at least one silly, cheesy dad joke, right? Yeah, I bet they do. Well, all of our dads have these things in common. But here's the thing. God gave us our parents to love us and to help us grow and to take care of us and to show us just a small bit of how very much God loves us. Because sometimes you do things that upset your parents, but even when they're upset, they love you no matter what. And God is our heavenly parent, and He loves us no matter what. There's never anything that you could do that would make God stop loving you. So today, we celebrate our dads and the things that they teach us and the advice that they give and how much they love us. So today, do something with your dad that your dad likes to do. And remember to say thank you, because your dad works hard to make sure that you have the help that you need, that you're taken care of, and that you are safe. So now we're going to pray, and then you can go back and sit with your families, okay? Let's pray. Loving God, thank you for our dads, granddads, and the special men in our lives. Thank you for all that they teach us and for the love they have for us. Thank you for giving us people in our lives who love us, help us, and take care of us. And thank you for being our heavenly parent. We love you. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.